Anchorage's Folk Festival is in its 23rd year. The annual event banishes wintertime blahs with hot bluegrass music, folk tunes, and fiddle dances. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Mid-January's sub-zero cold snap does little to keep people away from the Anchorage Folk Festival. The event spans 2 4-day weekends at UA Anchorage's Wendy Williamson Auditorium. The weekends are linked by midweek evening performances at a string of local coffee houses. Kenny Powers, AFF board member, outreach chair, and dance coordinator, says the festival is open to everyone. Powers says although the festival leans toward bluegrass music, all types of local performers are welcome.
For the local performers, and we have like 130 different performers, most of them from the Anchorage area, but they come up from the Kenai, up from the southeast, down from Fairbanks, and so forth. They're really, it's a state festival in many ways, but they play folk music, and we put on all comers. Everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame.
What does it take to get on stage?
The desire to get out there, and either your own willingness to perform alone or some bandmates. So there's no particular level of performers that you need to be. Kids come out, they're just starting. My daughter, who's 11, put a band together this year. And they performed this year for the first time performing ever. And so they just put their band together, practice.
Besides the local talent, invited professional bands anchor the performances, a different one each weekend of the festival. This weekend, a former Alaskan returns home with his band to headline the show. Frank Sullivan fronts the group, Dirty Kitchen. Sullivan sings and plays fiddle and mandolin.
We chose Frank Sullivan this year. He's a bluegrass primarily, but he plays blues and other things because we hadn't had a headliner doing that. Last weekend's headliner, Hanukkah Castle, is an Irish fiddler, played all sorts of Celtic sort of music.
Now living in the Washington, D.C. area, Sullivan spent many years as a fiddle instructor in Alaska.
So a lot of local people know him. He's taught at Alaska Folk Arts Camp several years, so a lot of the musicians here locally have learned from him.
Dirty Kitchen plays the main stage at the festival on Friday evening, Saturday afternoon, and again on Sunday evening. The band also provides live music for various dances and workshops throughout the weekend. Powers says although bluegrass and old-timey music seem to be perennial crowd-pleasers, the festival is not exclusively American roots-based. He says the Anchorage Folk Festival is making efforts to include music with international flair in the future. I'm Ellen Lockyer.
Travel around, pick my strings from town to town, feeling like I paid.